That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi there, Gabby here. This podcast is intended to educate, inspire, and support you on your personal journey towards inner peace. I'm not a psychologist or a medical doctor and do not offer any professional health or medical advice. If you are suffering from a psychological or medical condition, please seek help from a qualified health professional. Happy holidays, everyone. Happy holidays. Such a beautiful time of year. And we're gearing up days away from 2023. I can't even believe it. We are in a new year. Here we are. And this is a time when we get so much momentum, when we have such strong energy behind our desires. It's just a collective energy of many, many people, most people in the new year making a commitment to change. And I want to ride the wave of that momentum with you. I want to take you through the first 21 days of the year as your manifesting coach. This is my 21-day manifesting challenge I'm talking about. Over 100,000 people have gone through this challenge and have reported the most incredible results. Results like manifesting a new home, manifesting a new job, manifesting wealth, health, relationships, babies, you name it. This is the challenge for you. If you're ready to send the message to the universe that you are a yes for your desires, a hell yes for your desires, head over to deargabby.com/manifesting challenge to join us. The challenge starts on January 1st. I do not want you to miss this. Go to deargabby.com/manifesting challenge. I'm going to give you the Gabby playbook on how to manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams in 21 days with me. I'll show you the exact steps to get there. Hey there. Welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Welcome back to Dear Gabby. Welcome back. I have a show that I believe a lot of people have been waiting for. Many people have been asking for this. It's a huge topic that comes up on a lot of our podcast episodes with our Dear Gabby guests. It's a topic that comes up in a lot of my live talks when people raise their hand and have the bravery to come and speak to me live in front of an audience. And it's a topic that's really up right now. And it's funny because I've become a bit of an expert in this topic lately. The topic is the three blocks to your abundance. The reason I think I've become an expert in this, and I've always really had a fine-tuned, laser-focused understanding of how to manifest abundance and the things to avoid when we are trying to manifest abundance, all the things that we need to avoid, the blocks to our abundance. But right now in particular, I have a big radar up about this because I am a human who, like many, does consume the news, is paying attention in the grocery store, is paying attention when I fill up my gas tank, is conscious of the realities of the world. And with that, we have a lot of negativity and a lot of lack mentality. I also wanted to really educate myself on what was happening with inflation. So I went on this deep dive journey of learning everything I could about inflation. So if you have any questions about inflation, not that that should come up here on Dear Gabby, but if it does, I can answer your questions. I know a lot about inflation. I know about shrinkflation. I am really aware of what is not working when it comes to focusing on our abundance, because I'm seeing so much of the fear and that storyline. But I did also want to educate myself on inflation just to understand what was happening in the world. So we're in this weird time where we, as spiritual people, as super attractors, as listeners of this show, want to stay in a attuned energy of abundance. We want to be conscious and aware of our ability to attract, and most importantly, what's blocking that attracting power. But a lot of us, whether we realize it or not, may be practicing one of these three big blocks to our manifesting an abundance and attracting power when it comes to financial abundance or just abundance in general. And abundance meaning the flow of our desires coming towards us. But for this show in particular, we'll talk about financial abundance. I want to call out the folks that might be listening right now that are thinking, well, Gabby, I don't have a job right now, or we're on the precipice of a recession, or whatever your storyline may be, or I'm in debt, or, and I don't want to minimize those stories by any means. I understand what it's like to have financial insecurity. I lived half of my life that way. And I also understand what it means to say no to it and to undo it, and to undo it even when you don't know where it's going to come from, to undo it even when you maybe, like I used to be, scrapping together quarters on the floor of my car to pay for my gas, whatever it was, to really learn how to open up your conscious awareness to become a super attractor. And in this topic today, to manifest abundance into your life. This is probably a really relevant time to be having this conversation, because we often have hangups around money, even in the good times. But right now, we're in a situation where the world is in a financial crisis, happens every decade or so. And here we are again. And there's a lot of reasons why this is happening. There's the war, there's obviously gas and oil issues, there's a lot of issues around employment coming through. And you know what? We're not going to go there today. We're going to go to the light side of this conversation. We're going to go into why and how we may be blocking our super attractor power, our ability to attract abundance into our life. And I'm pretty excited about this topic because I know you want it. And I really just want to acknowledge that one of the biggest blocks to our super attractor power is that money mindset, because money can be a space in our life where there's a lot of resistance. It can trigger a lot of the family wounds, these historical family wounds that we have. When we look back and think, oh, the biggest fight in my house was around money, or the reason I'm so anxious is about money, we learn all that at a young age. And our money mindset is often a direct reflection of however our family handled money, truly. But I do want to acknowledge that we can have a full-blown quantum shift around this. We can. I have lived to tell the truth of that story. I've mentioned many times before that I did not grow up with a very financially secure mindset. But in my early 20s, I was able to turn that around, not just because I learned how to make money, but because I learned how to change my mind about it. And here's an important point. I know a lot of people out in the world who have a lot of financial abundance, but they still have a lot of fear around money. There's no number in the bank that could give them the security that they need to fill that void of that internal condition. And on the other side of that, I know a lot of people out there that may not make a lot of money, but they live with radical abundance. They are constantly attracting things into their life. They are living really beautifully within their means, and they're feeling that abundance. So it's not always about the actual amount of money or attracting cash or attracting the perfect job. It's about shifting the energy around our abundance, shifting the energy around money, shifting the storyline that we've gotten hung up in, and really retelling it in many ways. And so this is our opportunity today to dive in, to go deep. and to learn what the blocks are to our abundance so that we can fix them and so that we can start to rev up and create more flow and more abundance in our life. So let's start with the first block. The first block is a lack mentality. Our abundance is often seen through the lens of lack. Once again, this is typically from our childhood. And you may have a belief system that you've built up as a child that says, I believe that there's never going to be enough, or I'll never have enough, or I could never have that career path that I want, or there's too much lack in the world. Who am I to have abundance? Or even a storyline of, I do service-driven work in the world. How could I take for that? And the folks who languish in this lack mentality are often convinced that they're never going to achieve abundance in their life or manifest abundance. And they constantly struggle to feel secure, typically. And if you carry a belief system of lack, that's totally fine. Just pat yourself on the back and say, we're here now. We're doing the work. We're with Gabby. And let's just look at that lack mentality without any judgment. Okay? Let's take a look at it. Let's honor it. Let's notice it. Let's just acknowledge it and shout it out. Because once again, today's show is about understanding the blocks to the abundance so that we can start to soothe the inner parts of ourselves that feel so shut down and so blocked. And so begin to just start with this first step of noticing the storyline of lack and start to give yourself just a little bit of grace. Just start to look at that lack and say, I notice you. Notice how it feels in your body. Feel it in your body. And using our choose again method, start to give yourself grace to forgive yourself for having that thought. You may say something to yourself like, I have that thought, and that's an old thought. That thought has been with me since I was 5 years old when my mom told me that I couldn't get that thing, or I wasn't able to have any food on the table, or however difficult the story was, or even seemingly insignificant. We all have a story that plays into this. Notice that story and forgive it. Forgive the storyline. Forgive yourself for leaning into that storyline. And then start to choose again a little bit, just now, just gently. Nothing too big, nothing too lofty, but just give yourself a little grace right now and just say, I'm here and I'm listening to Gabby. And I understand that my first block to my abundance is a lack mentality that I've had for a long time. And I'm forgiving myself for having it. And I'm staying open to creative possibilities for change. And I'm willing to learn how to release this lack so that I can be a super attractor to attract more abundance into my life. And just take a deep breath with me right now and just notice how it feels to give yourself permission to look at the lack without any judgment and allow yourself to feel into the feeling if you need to and begin to undo the storyline a little bit. Walk back the storyline a little bit. Just even simply saying, I'm here with Gabby right now. She's going to give me some tools. And that's enough for today. That's enough for me to begin this journey today. Awareness is enough. Let's take a quick ad break for one of my favorite sponsors, Seed. I've always believed that having a ritual or routine in my life has such a grounding effect, particularly taking a daily probiotic. Ever since I had a lot of GI issues, I have taken a daily probiotic super seriously. And the good news is I've found the best probiotic. Here it is. Seeds DS01 Daily Symbiotic. It's a broad spectrum plant-based prebiotic and 24-strain probiotic formulated for digestive, gut immune, and additional systemic benefits. Capsule in capsule protects against stomach acid, digestion enzymes, and bile salts for viability through digestion. What does this mean? The live probiotic will actually make it to the end of the small intestine for delivery into the colon. If you've taken probiotics before and you've never felt a difference, it's likely because the good bacteria wasn't surviving in your GI tract. And Seed is designed differently, and that's why I love it and it works so well. And Seed also provides sustainable refills so that when you take and get your Seed refills, you are helping not just yourself, maintaining a healthier gut barrier, promoting clearer skin, support supporting healthy motility, but you're also helping the planet. Start a new health habit today. Visit seed.com/DearGabby and use code DearGabby to redeem 20% off your first month of Seed's DS01TM Daily Symbiotic. That's seed.com/DearGabby and use code DearGabby. If you're a frequent listener of the show, I'm sure you've heard me rave about Perfect Bar. I'm honestly obsessed with this brand. It's honestly so good, and it's my favorite snack throughout the day. I really like to snack, so I always have a Perfect Bar in the fridge just ready to go. Perfect Bars taste incredible. They have like this cookie dough-like texture, and they're not chalky like regular bars. Sometimes I even eat a snack-sized bar for dessert when I'm feeling like I need a little something sweet. They're made with freshly ground peanut butter, organic honey, and 20 organic superfoods. Perfect Bar contains up to 17 grams of whole food protein per bar and comes in 10 plus delicious flavors like dark chocolate chip, peanut butter, coconut peanut butter, and salted caramel. I've been loving the dark chocolate chip peanut butter. It's really satisfying if I'm ever feeling like I need that snack in the middle of the day. And also, like I said, I return to them in the afternoon for a little dessert. Perfect Bar knows it will be love at first bite. So for a limited time, they're offering you a chance to try their refrigerated protein bars for free. Here's how it works. Sign up for email or text and upload a picture of your receipt from your local grocery store, and they'll reimburse you for the cost of one bar directly into your Venmo or PayPal account. Pretty cool, right? All you have to do is go to perfectsnacks.com/Gabby to get a free Perfect Bar today. That's perfectsnacks.com/Gabby to get a free Perfect Bar today. Happy snacking. Now into the second block and how to fix it. The belief that having money makes you better than or less than others. So this is a really big block when it comes to having a certain amount of money, or really just acknowledging when, even if you are earning, why it may not even actually be something you're enjoying in your life. And this can show up in a couple of ways. You may believe that when you have a lot of money, you're superior to others in some way. So you're smarter, you work harder, or you're just better, higher class, whatever the story is, particularly in different cultures. And you might also fear having money because you associate it with negative qualities. So you may have a storyline that says, I don't want to be seen in that way. Or people who place importance around money are selfish, or I don't want to be that kind of person. And then I also want to just acknowledge that those folks sometimes who do have a lot of money can't always enjoy it because they're afraid of losing it. So one more time, noticing that the belief that having money makes you better than or less than, it separates you from others, is a huge block to your abundance. Because when we believe in that storyline of separation, when I have that thing, I'm going to feel better, I'm going to be better. Or when we have a separate story of people with money are so dot, dot, dot. These are all protection mechanisms that we build up over time. And I still carry them in some ways. I grew up in a wealthy town. I've shared this in many of my stories, but my family didn't have a lot of money. And we pretty much just got by. And a lot of the kids in the town belonged to these country clubs and drove fancy cars, had big houses. And I, to this day, when I go to a country club, can still feel this feeling of inadequacy, can still feel this feeling of not being good enough, and a feeling of judgment of myself, really. Oh, that person must be smarter than me. That person must have grown up with a lot more than I have, or whatever the storyline is. To this day, are you kidding me? Really? I'm still there? So I use these tools. I unwind it. But that separation and that judgment of myself or the judgment of others is often a huge block to your abundance. Because whenever we're in a place of separation, we're not in a place of love. We're not in a place of God. We're not in a place of universal connection. That separateness that we create around how we perceive ourselves and others based on money creates a lot of worldly belief systems and gets us hooked into those worldly belief systems, and therefore completely disconnected from the belief system of abundance, the belief system of joy, the belief system of really being spiritually aligned. It just takes us out. So once again, notice if you have any of those belief systems that money makes you better or less than others. Give yourself grace, forgive the thought, and just remind yourself right now, I'm with Gabby, we're working on this. Okay, and we're going to hear from our guest today and get a little Dear Gabby tune-up around this topic. And our final block to our abundance is the belief that there's not enough to go around. And so a lot of people walk around with this block that they don't think that there's enough to go around. And people with this block believe that there's a limit to their earning capacity or that it's based on the outside world. And this belief system sees the world in this zero-sum way. If one person has more, then another person has to have less. So many people can really never feel that abundance because they're consistently looking at, oh, if I have that, then somebody else can't have that, or I don't have that because someone else has that. And the belief that there's not enough to go around really gets revved up by what's happening in the world around you, because you tell yourself that your capacity to be abundant depends on something outside of yourself. So right now, given inflation and shrinkflation and all the things that I've been getting nerdy about, we can really see the ways that we would start to get into that story. There's not enough to go around. Oh, the job market's changing, or the economy's bad, or dot, 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 dot. My bills are higher than what I'm making. Where does that leave space for creative possibilities? When I talk about creative possibilities, what I mean is opening up and tuning your energy and your belief system into a spiritual, open, even abundant mindset, and a mindset that is receptive and not blocked from these three blocks that we've discussed today. And when we can get into that mindset shift, that super attractor mentality, what happens is that whatever we have going on is no longer the basis through which we attract. We begin to stop attracting from the place of our perceived lack, and we start to attract from a place of abundant energy, abundant beliefs, abundant feelings, and really giving ourselves that mindset shift of just adjusting into the optimism, hopefulness, possibility, creativity, compassion for ourselves, the courage to take a leap, the calmness, even when we feel anxious around these topics. And when we settle into that source energy of that super attractor power, miracles occur. Miracles occur. So let's start with that. Let's start with that energy shift, that mindset shift. And I want to do some tweaking with you guys today, bringing in our first guest. Let's hear from whoever is ready to come on in. Hi.
Hi, Gabby. Oh my God. Okay. I'm a little nervous. I guess on the topic of abundance, I've been struggling for a long time with money. I've had multiple jobs. I'm currently working part-time and hoping it will be full-time soon. I'm barely making ends meet right now. And I've always wanted to do like a side hustle. And I keep hearing about other people doing stuff on the side, and I take that as driftwood. But actually putting myself out there, I don't even know how I would start. I'd love to be a life coach. I'd love to do what you're doing, basically. I admire you so much.
So here's the side hustle.
Yeah.
Right now, this is the mindset shift.
Okay.
You have a part-time job that you have two choices with. You can continue to focus on how this isn't enough and it's not exactly what you want to be doing and you're just getting by. Or you can bring your highest vibration to this full-time job right now. Show up with an amazing attitude. Show up genuine, not right? Show up with a desire to be of service. Show up with a commitment to having as much fun as you can doing the work that you're doing. And bring your highest vibration to the table in this current job situation and be really grateful for it.
I'm so grateful for this moment. Oh my God. Thank you, Gabby.
Stay in that gratitude for this employment that you currently have. Mm-hmm. Even if it's work that you don't really like. And people get that wrong. They think, oh, I don't like it. I don't want to put energy towards it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No. Find what you like about it. Because it's not that this is the end game. It's that this could be the financial support system while you build up your side hustle. So it's something you have to be grateful for in this moment. Of course, if you're in a toxic work environment or something, that's a different conversation.
Fortunately, I'm not.
Yes. So how do we take what we have and make more of it while being in the pursuit of creating more? It starts with your attitude. The number one reason why I believe I have had success in my career is not just because of my deep desire to express vulnerable, authentic, truthful content that serves people, but because I have a really good attitude. And I have always been very optimistic, and I've always made a commitment to lean into what's working rather than what's not. And when I find what's not working, take a minute, and then I find a solution. Anyone on my team will say, yep, she's super solution oriented. So I want you to garner that mentality of how can I have the best attitude where I am right here, right now. And then as it relates to building your side hustle, I think that's an excellent idea because that's the creative thinking that we need to start to create more beyond our given circumstances. Now, should you push that? Should it happen overnight? Maybe it's just right now taking in that kind of content or educating yourself more or being your first coaching client. And that side hustle may not turn into money right away. And in many cases, it shouldn't, because if it's something particularly in the service of others and being a coach, or you kind of want to live it first, you want to educate yourself, you want to really bring in what it is that you're there to hold space for, that may mean working for free for a while. Before I was a motivational speaker full-time, I spoke for free for 5 years before it was my full-time job. I, air quotes, coached at least a dozen women prior to being a coach for money. And that coaching came for me in the form of 12-step. I was a sponsor. At one point, I had 7 sponsees, and I would sponsor anyone that asked me. And I didn't realize it at the time, but being a sponsor to all these young sober women when I was so young and doing that service work ultimately gave me growth and awareness and understanding and pride for my ability to hold space for others, that when I did make the move to be a coach, to be a speaker, I'd already had so much experience behind me that I was able to step into more. And so that's the path forward. Be grateful for the current job you have. Be open to whatever is possible there while you explore, expand, visualize, do the work that you want your side hustle to be. Don't rush your side hustle. Because if you go out of the gate rushing your side hustle, that's not a good idea. So sometimes people can jump into a side hustle because they've already got the chops, or they formerly were a publicist and now they're going to go do part-time PR or whatever. But if it's something like being a coach, you really want to put your time in first. Do you feel, based on just this conversation, a little bit of a mindset shift?
Yes. And just the fact that I got on today, I just feel somehow my energy completely shifted today. And just being in your energy is just amazing.
You're cute.
You've just given me so much right now. Oh my God. Thank you so much, Gabby. Wow.
You are so very welcome. And it was such an honor to meet you. And also, just within a few weeks, I'm sure that you're going to be asked for more hours if you actually follow what I'm suggesting. I'm telling you, I'm an employer, okay? So I can speak to the other side of that. I employ a lot of people. It's the folks that show up with a high vibration and a problem-solving attitude, and those that don't want to dwell in the problem but want to find the solution. I'm like, give them a raise. Give them more work. Do more.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping. Yeah.
Because you could hire people who are super good at what they do, but they have a bad attitude and they need to get the F out. Okay. It won't last.
I think I just needed that Gabby kicking the butt today. It's like,
you got it, girlfriend. You
know, intellectually, I knew that's what I had to do, but hearing it from you, now I'm like, okay.
Now like, you got what you asked for. You got your sign. Let's set you off to go and make miracles happen. Okay, my love. Keep me posted on how it goes.
So much, Gabby. I love you so much.
I love you. You're so sweet. Bye, my love.
Great. Bye.
So awesome. Val, we love her. I want to take a second for a mindful moment with you. Right here, right now. Take a deep breath. What's at the top of your mind right now? Are you feeling stressed out or anxious? Keep listening so I can tell you about Calm. Calm helps you stress less, sleep more, and live a happier, healthier life. Their guided meditations, sleep stories, relaxing music tracks, and daily movement sessions are designed to give you the tools to improve the way you feel. Over 100 million people around the world use Calm. Even if you've never meditated before, you'll get the support you need to reduce stress, improve focus, and uplift your mood. And I love knowing that throughout the day, I can just use Calm to find a beautiful meditation whenever I need it. And meditation is the grounding force in my life. Calm also provides audio programs taught by world-renowned mindfulness experts and video lessons on mindful movement and gentle stretching. If you go to calm.com/Dear Gabby, you'll get a special offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription, and new content is added every week. So relax. Calm's got everything you need for a happier and healthier you. Calm has been named the world's happiest app, and they are the number one app for sleep, meditation, and relaxation for a really good reason. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/Dear Gabby. That's calm.com/Dear Gabby for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/Dear Gabby. Okay, let's bring in another one. Hi, Cynthia. Hi there.
Hello, Gabby. Oh my goodness. So I am very, very similar situation or close to the previous lady. My job is taking the life out of me. Mm. This is for corporate America. Yes, of course, it's feeding me and being able to work from home today. I am ready to step into my soul business, but that lack of abundance is holding me to make the leap, but also is bringing the energy of how I started. It's taking the life out of me. Moods, I am freezing. I'm freezing on my what is paying the bills right now. So I don't know how to get out of that freeze. And I'm working with my nervous system. I'm doing all the tools, but I need my Dear Gabby.
All right, sweetheart. Okay. So you're saying that the job is taking the life out of you. And that language is really alarming for me. So I want to just acknowledge that. And I think that there are a lot of people out there who work way harder than they're physically able to. And that's what they got to do. To pay the bills, to do whatever it is that they can do. And some of those people are the most profound humans I've ever met. But I do want to hold space for abundant creative possibilities for a job and a career path and a life that you actually want to live. So one thing that I would suggest is to begin by really doing whatever it takes to make sure that this existing job is not taking the life out of you. And if that means speaking up for yourself and creating some boundaries, if that means just doing 2 20-minute meditations a day so that you can really expand your energy, if that means asking if you can work from home once a week or whatever you can do to facilitate more self-care in this existing position is the high priority. Okay, it's a high priority. And in fact, the more joy and self-care and boundaries and connection that we bring to the jobs that we don't want, the easier it is to attract the jobs that we do want because we're feeling better. Because really, what is being a super attractor? It's being in the energy of feeling good. It's working with the belief systems and storylines that have been holding you back. And it's healing a lot of the behaviors that keep you stuck in the old patterns. So I want you to give yourself this moment of, okay, I'm not where I want to be, but I'm going to practice my super attractor methods. Do you have a copy of the book, Super Attractor?
I do.
All right, go back to that book, reread it now through this lens, and read it through the lens of how can I create more of what I want in the existing job that I have. I want to really recommend that first, because we need to be able to pay our bills. We can't create a new career path out of scarcity, right? We can't just leave the job. Sometimes we can. Sometimes we have enough of a nest egg and we take the leap. But often we need to not quit the day job, right? I did not quit the day job before I became full-time with what I do. And so sometimes we don't want to quit the day job because that day job does provide us the security that we need to feel abundant enough to continue forward learning and growing to do the next thing. Does that make sense? So there's abundance in that security. There's abundance in having a paycheck. There's abundance in being able to work from home one day, or there's abundance in being able to practice your spiritual principles. So I really want you to seek out more moments of abundance in the existing career that you have, and then lean into the method that I often touch upon in all of my books and here, which is lots of little right actions towards the next goal, which is to have a different kind of career. So you don't have to do it all overnight. What kind of career path would be your dream?
Oh, I've been working as a meditation teacher for, it's been 3 years, full-ish time. So having the two careers has also, sometimes it's, I see burnout very, very close, but then I take care of myself. So it's been a little bit of a roller coaster.
So you're a meditation teacher and have a corporate job. Okay. So my love, here's what I want to suggest to you. It's very similar to the person before you. If you shift your mindset through meditating more throughout the day, through affirming how you want to feel, through creating more boundaries and space in that corporate job, maybe prioritizing things, doing them a little bit differently, adjusting your schedule, such, then what's going to happen is you'll feel some peace. You'll feel like you're in a new vibrational stance. And in that new energy, that's when creative ideas come through. Because when we're in that burnout of my job is taking the life out of me, there's no room for creative ideas. There just isn't. There's no room for manifesting more. And so do whatever you need to do spiritually, practically, whatever, to create a little bit more space and a little bit more grace. You open up your energy to start to be more receptive. And that receptive energy looks like this. Okay, I have 10 meditation clients and they're taking up this much time. And what if I put 3 of them into a group coaching program? Or what if I offered, in addition to my one-on-ones, this monthly call-in or whatever that is? Opening up, witnessing what other people in the market are doing with their meditation programs, seeing what's possible, staying open to what's possible, acting on what's possible, creating more flow in that area, in time that will become your full-time job. And the only reason I can say that to you with conviction is that's exactly what happened for me. I had a full-time job that was taking a lot of my time, but I just stayed open. I created the space. I was a publicist by day and a motivational speaker and spiritual teacher by night. And all the while, taking down what I wanted to write about in the future and just educating myself and living the joy of it, even when it wasn't the full-time job. So you need to bring the joy back in.
Okay.
And the gratitude and appreciation for the job you have. Because other types of miracle mindset, super attractor mindset possibilities that could occur too, could be that you get to a place where you're like, I think I could be doing this corporate job in a more efficient way, or I could ask for more help, or I could create more boundaries, or I could scale back some hours or go part-time. I'm just making this up, but there isn't room for that when you're in, is taking the life out of me.
Gabi, thank you so much.
Thank you, sweetheart. So good to meet you.
Thank you. Love to you.
Mwah. So I'm going to wrap this up now. The message for today is that In order to manifest and attract abundance in our life, we have to become a container through which we believe that we are worthy of that abundance, where our energy is settled, our energy is abundant, our mindset is open and receptive to creative possibilities. And so that's why doing some work and simply having awareness around these three blocks to your abundance, and I'll repeat the blocks for you again. The first one is the lack mentality. The second one is the belief that having money makes you better than or less than, that separation. And the third block is the belief that there is not enough to go around. Having the awareness around these blocks, giving yourself forgiveness and grace, and really leaning into appreciation for what you do have, leaning into shifting your thoughts and beliefs around these storylines, even forgiveness around these storylines, forgiving yourself is enough for now, begins to open up your conscious awareness to what is possible, begins to open up your inspired ideas, which is in spirit, is inspired, as Wayne Dyer would say, opening up those inspired ideas and just giving that universal download of, okay, I'm open, I'm ready, I'm willing, I'm receptive, and I have this energy that can hold the new ideas that can come through. You don't need to know how right now. You need to adjust the energy so that you can listen and be given the inspired ideas and the grace to take the next right action towards attracting more abundance in your life. I truly hope that this episode has given you a lot of self-forgiveness, a lot of self-acceptance. Hope you feel like you're not alone in this conversation. And I hope it gives you direction to start to shift your energy, shift your mindset, and shift into a super attractor energy of relaxation, creativity, joy, abundance, ease, and grace, no matter what's going on around you, no matter what's going on around you. Thank you so much for listening into the show. I really hope it serves you. We're going to do a follow-up on this. Expect more on this topic. January is the manifesting challenge. Do not miss that. That's where we can really go much deeper into the practices of manifesting and undoing the beliefs that hold us back. And just keep coming back. Keep coming back. I love you guys. Thanks for joining me. If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at deargabby.com. See you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.